Are you ready?
No! You can't ready? Make me! I don't want to!
Come on, Jill. It'll be fun!
Just silencing everything. No!
The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our Squawkcast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
It's Diana Stinn
and Jill Mann.
Welcome to our Squawkcast! Hey everybody, grab a cup of coffee today. We are drinking Flock Off.
I like it. A lovely end of the year blend.
Exactly. Although I did notice it's decaffeinated.
What?
Naturally decaffeinated.
Are you telling me I am not fully caffeinated this morning?
No, nope,
you're... How dare you?
You're going to have to drink more.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Hey, Jill, we got a busy schedule today. We are going to extend some wing feathers.
Yep.
Then we're going to talk about what's hatching.
Yep.
We're going to do a little glance back through the tail feathers.
Okay.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle.
And then we have a section called Good Egg, Bad Egg.
Yep.
And
our new favorite section.
Yes.
We'll tell you why later.
That's it. And then we are going to talk about flowing the coop.
Flowing. Flowing. Does it flow downhill? Some days.
Okay, so who's flown the coop? And then last we'll have a final flap.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so let's give some wing feathers.
Well, I mean, the big one, all of our staff.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, this is very, it's been the last week of classes, year end, feast, new campaign, panicked families trying to get their stuff done. Everybody here, it's crazy time.
It is a crazy time. And of course, we had our year end ceremony, so everybody was rushing around. The creation studio had to be altered. We served hundreds of hot dogs. Actually, I never want to see another hot dog again.
No, I'm good.
We had cotton candy and popcorn and games and holy smoking, the place was a bit of a disaster afterwards.
Yeah, packed tight too.
Yeah. We gave out lots of good awards and all kinds of things, so that was fabulous. So thank you very much to everyone who contributed. Many hands make light work, and there is a lot of work that goes into our year-end ceremony.
Yep, so for all the staff who did everything they do, and for the families who maybe picked up a cloth and helped fold up chairs, we thank you too.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, next we want to acknowledge our board. Hey, you know, at our year-end ceremony, they unveiled the hashtag #IAmLearning and the little campaign that we're doing around that cool thing.
I know, it's pretty exciting, and boy, is our board jazzed. I think that they are very excited about their project.
I think it's because they got to tweet.
Well, and I'm very jazzed about it because I don't know how to tweet, and I'm so happy that they kind of said, you know, we got this, guys.
What, two Phoenix old hens that don't know how to tweet?
We don't. It's a skill set. You know, we learn a lot here from podcasts and how to do that, to various, you know,
tons of software.
And, you know, I'm just kind of done right now. I just can't grasp one more thing.
There you go. I think for me the issue has always been I've heard and seen some of my friends who are politically connected tweet out the wrong thing and then become twits.
Well, hey, I'm ahead of the game. I'm already there. I don't think we should give me that kind of communication possibilities.
But some of the messages that are coming out around that particular little campaign, the I Am Learning, is education in Alberta has for many, many decades been about choice.
Yes.
And the ability for parents to choose the most appropriate educational path for their kids is a cornerstone piece of the education system here in Alberta. And of course, independent schools and Phoenix plays a very critical piece in that choice. So that is a key message that we want to send out to people, is that choice is important. And if we only have one public education system, that's not choice.
No, it's not.
So that folds into the next message, which is that independent schools offer a wide variety of programs and settings. And every single independent school in the province is unique. We've been making an effort to get out and go and see some. In fact, we were at Delta West yesterday.
I love going to these places. You know, there are names we've seen on the rosters. There may be people we've sat next to at various conferences or whatever. But to actually see their house and what they're doing with their kids and their space is wonderful.
Absolutely. So a big thank you to Denise and the gang at Delta West for hosting us. They bought us donuts.
Like those were delicious.
From Modern Donuts. They were yummy.
Yes. I've been thinking about that lemon one we shared, and I wish I hadn't shared it with you.
Hey, the other key message is that independent schools save money. We save a ton of money for public education.
Yes.
And in fact, actually, if you check out the School Act and Education Act, you would note that any money that actually goes towards independent schools actually does not come from the education taxes that are collected.
Nope.
100% of education taxes go towards the public system.
Mm-hmm.
The money that goes towards us, which is 33% of what a public school gets, mm-hmm. actually comes from general revenue.
Yes. And our parents who choose us still paid the other taxes to public education too.
They totally did.
So the public education did not get slighted in the least. And quite frankly, if all the independent private school kids went in there, the panic. Oh my goodness.
Well, that
Where would they put them?
Yeah, that would add another 30,000 kids to the public system, and there's just no way our system can in fact accommodate
that. Look at how overfull the classrooms are now.
Right. But did you know independent schools hire certificated teachers? We teach the curriculum and we are accountable in the exact same manner as public schools.
Yep.
And in fact, maybe more so because our parents walk if they're not happy.
Yeah, exactly. If our teachers, if our services, if we are not doing what they want.
Yep. There's a problem.
Yep.
So those are sort of the key messages. Please watch for the hashtag I am learning, and you are welcome to tweet out your photos over the summer of all the cool things that you are doing to learn.
And check out all the great tweets that came from our families at our event and with their fabulous rainbow of colors t-shirt.
Yeah, those t-shirts are so darn cute. I hope I get one.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we gave out 50 t-shirts at the event.
Yeah.
And there was like no t-shirts left. So we're going to have to order some more because I want one.
I know.
But I think maybe a pink one.
But the trick was everybody had to tweet a picture of themselves in it. So that means we have to learn how to tweet.
I think we could convince somebody else to do it for us.
Oh, good. Then we can have a t-shirt.
There you go.
Nice.
Hey, we also wanted to say a little thank you to Audrey Jean.
Yes. What a nice connection that was with one of our glorious staff members who happened to have an in with an author. Up-and-coming author, and got her out here.
Yeah, so our kids got to have some time with a published author. We do have the advantage of having several published authors in our family.
Yeah,
and part of our staff and so on. So it's not a unique experience for the kids, but it's always wonderful to see somebody new who has actually done it and moving forward.
And again, I love having our kids, like we have a published mom author, we have staff, and you know, it creates more depth in people's realization that people are more than what they might just seem. When they find out, wait, you do such and such?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's always good. Hey, let's move on to what is hatching.
Okay.
So a couple of things. We wanted to remind people that, of course, it's year end, so you need to return any of your resources that you have out, textbooks, microscopes, any of those kinds of things that we've lent you or you've rented, and also to make sure you get your receipt reimbursements in.
Yep.
Because this is a time when we start making some decisions. So if there's money left at the end of the year, then we do things like, you know, wild, crazy things, like put windows in the building.
We got that sink that year in the founder's room. That's coming very handy.
And you guys are going to be wickedly surprised because this year's project is that we are painting the outside of the building.
It is
going to look so fantastic.
I am so excited. I can't wait.
You don't sound excited. I sound excited. I don't think you sound excited.
I feel panicked and overwhelmed at the scope of it, but it's going to be beautiful.
Right. So when you come back over the summertime, you will notice something spectacular about our building. And hey, if you're going to come back, why not come back for the chili cook-off on July the 8th?
Yeah, you can either come as a tester and voter on Chili's, or if you want a table and you want to compete, or your organization thinks you can take us on and the other organizations that we
take
challenge,
yeah.
then let us know ahead of time so we can make sure that you have a table and everything you need. And last year's was so much fun and so delicious.
Yeah, we had about 12 different kinds of chili.
Yep.
And you got to walk around, taste 12 different kinds of chili, which I got to say, by the time the 12th one was done, I was full.
Well, I know, but the first one you get in the little cup with the little spoon, you're like,
that's it?
But by the time you make it through every one of them, you're good.
Yeah, absolutely. You are good. Just a note, though, for people to remember, we are open up until June 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a week off,
mm-hmm.
and then we will be back that week, July the 6th, for you and your family, support, anything else you need
mm-hmm.
to get started on the following year. And then, of course, the chili cook-off is on July the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to a glance back through the tail feathers.
Alrighty.
Hey, wasn't Claire the most outstanding ringmaster at our year-end ceremony?
You know what? I we may have to work that in the future.
She's been a great Easter bunny.
She has.
She's been all kinds of fabulous things. So a big thank you to Miss Claire for being our ringmaster.
Yep. She did a great job keeping us all in line and the three ring circus that is our world.
Yes, sir. Speaking of three, we have three graduating students this year.
Nice so, segue.
Yeah, thank you.
That just like totally came out of your hat. Sweet top hat, perhaps.
There you go. So three graduating students, congratulations to you three.
Uh-huh.
We wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. We are very, very proud of you. And like I said, hope the very best for you. We know you'll do us proud.
We know it. We can't wait. And, you know, you just have to keep popping back and let us know what's going on in your world.
Great. And did you see those little kinder kids with their sign language presentation, their little song?
They stepped up their game this year.
Yeah, they were so
they
darn
were
cute.
They were precious last year. And
they
this
were.
Year, you know, wow.
And a big thank you to the family that sponsored our kindergarten room.
Mm-hmm.
It is called the Super Jelly Room.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, all those little kidlets get a jar of jam when they join us in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And when they leave us, they get some little jelly beans.
I know.
Yeah.
We love themes.
Yeah. And then we had three award winners. Well, we kind of had four because, well, a set of twins won one of the awards.
That's true.
So a big thank you to all of the folks who have sponsored our awards over
yes.
the years. We appreciate that immensely. They only go out to Phoenix students. And
yeah.
let me tell you, we do appreciate it. And the kids appreciate it, too. They love being acknowledged for their hard work. And
yeah.
every kid who was nominated for an award gets acknowledged.
Yes. And, you know, great on getting the nominations in. And remember, next year, too, you don't have to wait to the very end. If a moment comes up, the forms are out front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, also, all the pictures are on the website. So please make sure you check there. If you have some pictures, if we took pictures of you and you'd like to download them, then feel free to do that.
Yep.
Okay, so pictures are on the website for year end.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's move on to our new
favorite.
Yeah, we repurposed this segment. So it's called Good Egg, Bad Egg. And guess what? Our new education minister's name is David Egan.
Egan, I know. This
so
is
this
awesome.
Is going to be just for him.
So we get to critique him.
Right.
Well, only if he's doing something good. We might throw in other, you know,
old,
you know, we talked about resources. We've talked about different things. So we might tuck those in, but we are considering that during his reign.
Yes.
This is totally like good egg, bad egg. So did he do a good thing or did he do a bad thing?
Well, this week we're going to give him a good egg.
Yay!
Yeah. Because the new government has lifted the caps and are prepared to fund all students in the province of Alberta. So those new students who are entering one of our six various systems will be funded this year.
That's
means
it.
We can take a few more kids.
Yeah, and so this is good news for us. So on a case-by-case basis, because we want to be sure that we don't go over our own personal comfort zone of serving all our kids to the best of our ability and still being able to accommodate a few crisis, what we call rescue children over the year, that something sad and bad has happened and they need help. So we always want to keep a little room for that. But yeah, we're pretty excited about that. So, you know, No, we still don't get funded, like, you know, as much as some of the other guys, but we get our funding that we are used to budgeting for and we are used to working within.
Right. So, to Mr. David Agin,
good egg!
Hey, our next section is called Flown the Coop, and we have a couple of farewells. So, Miss Jill, I understand that you have someone from your staff that is leaving.
They are. Miss Tash, one of our families here, has been doing our cleaning for a long time, and they are having a very wonderful new change in their lives in some ways, so she's not going to be doing my cleaning for me anymore, but they're still back as one of our families, so I still get to hug her every week.
Yay, that sounds good. And hey, something sad happened last week, but it's good news because, of course, Middle Earth is now
safer.
Perhaps, yeah, safer.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So Saruman passed away.
So, you know, not too bad about Saruman, but the wonderful gifted actor who brought so many wicked characters to life. What a wonderful life and career he had.
Yeah, so farewell to Sir Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to our final segment, our final flap. hey, one of the times that this time of year is our final meeting with our learning coaches.
Yeah.
So a learning coach here at Phoenix is a master teacher, certificated teacher, who works with parents to increase their capacity to instruct their kids. So that is the job of our learning coach here. They are friendly, lovely people, but even seasoned homeschoolers can feel a bit of angst when it comes time for their final year-end meeting.
It is. It's stressful. I have homeschooled for 15 years now. And, you know, I would still feel nervous. And these are people I hired. But, you know, you're setting yourself up. You're like, I'm going to be judged. My child's going to be judged. What we did is going to be judged. But, you know, it's not.
It's not meant to be that way.
They want to celebrate what you've done. They want to maybe help you see a learning moment that you might have missed.
Right.
You know, that and enjoy those moments. So, you know, these are just have a cup of coffee, head on in with a smile. They're there to help. They're your friend.
Completely. And don't stop learning. So just because summer is is fastly approaching.
It's fastly. We're educators.
Don't forget that there's a ton of summer fun and learning opportunities.
Yeah.
So, for example, I love going to the zoo, and I don't go very often anymore because, of course, my kids are Ode and Modi.
Yeah.
But I do love going to the zoo, taking a stroll, having some lunch down there. It's a wonderful place.
It is. It's wonderful and so many opportunities. I mean, you can observe the animals. You can observe people and their habits.
In their natural habitat.
You know, all of those, you know. So, you know, get out there, look around.
Don't hesitate to partake in picnics at parks.
Yep.
Our parks at this time of the year are beautiful, despite some of the flood damage and tree damage that occurred over the past little while here in Calgary. They are still very beautiful green spots.
Yeah.
So head out to a park, enjoy the walks down the river.
Yeah,
some
remember,
of my favorite.
Stop and look in a pond.
Yes.
What's in there? What's swimming on top?
And what's underneath?
So take those moments to stop, maybe not smell the roses, but they do smell nice, but actually look at the little greebly things.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget, the Calgary Public Library System has their summer reading program. Our kids did this
every year.
And it was wonderful and really encouraged them to learn, to read, to explore some genres that perhaps they hadn't already tried.
And, you know, keep an eye on what they're offering for their book clubs or their reading clubs, where they choose a book and everyone comes and they read the book and have discussions on it. And as my daughter got into junior high, she participated in that a few times and read some things completely outside of her genre of interest, but really decided that was kind of interesting.
Right. And last sort of thing we have here, we've started a garden classroom here at Phoenix, and we have some beautiful red boxes out there filled with squash and
tomatoes
and
strawberries
and newts.
And newts, yes, we have newts. they keep finding them, and they keep taking them back to the farm that the dirt came from so that they go back to their natural habitat and environment. But also because it's too dry here.
Yeah.
So we have a newt rescue program.
There you go. Well, we had out at our acreage, we found actually a tiger salamander. Uh-huh. And it was big and beautiful, and we got to admire it. And then, yes, we put him back.
Did you know that they've actually, at least last count I heard, they had actually found 3 newts out there?
Oh, wow. No, yeah, I didn't know
that. There was the big main one that they found first.
Yep.
And then they found another one when they were gardening, and so it went back in a bucket. And then they found one that was kind of leatherette. So it might have been from quite some time before, because it didn't make it.
Right.
But so who knows how many more they're going to find while they're out there.
And you just never know. You gardening is a wonderful experience for kids. Mm-hmm. It improves the lives of seniors as well, mm-hmm. in seniors centers.
Yep.
So, you know, plant some flowers, and marigolds are my personal favorite.
Mm-hmm. I happen to be a big fan of things I can eat. But, you know, in that way, we had an edible flower garden one year.
Oh, that's at our fabulous.
House. So we did nothing but herbs and edible flowers. So we had nasturtiums and we had violets. And
chives. And mint. Yeah. Mm.
They went in our food. And that was what we did at our house one year.
That sounds great. Hey, listen, let's leave everybody with a few final thoughts. So as you are learning and growing, you know, gardens and things.
Yeah.
Make sure you tweet out some pictures of what you and your kids are doing. You can send it to hashtag I am learning. Yeah, see? Told you. Tweet thing.
Yeah. Hashtag I am learning.
But we'd like to leave you with the Jill and I version of a few tweets.
Absolutely.
Are you ready, Jill?
I am.
Okay.
Shall I start?
Please.
Okay. Why did the little bird get in trouble at school?
Because he was caught tweeting on a chest. Oh, on a test. Oh, man, I can't do jokes to save my life.
That was fabulous.
Not so much. Let's try again. One more. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you give a sick bird?
A tweetment.
Okay, everybody.
We think we're funny.
We are hoping you have one sweet tweet of a week.
Oh my gosh, that's fabulous. Do you people know she just totally came up with that? Right here in front of me.
Okay, everybody, have a great week, and we will talk to you again soon.